Proclamation number 8546, dated the July 2nd, 1963. Guarantee for receiving the truth. You ask, how it is possible for my adversary to frequently intervene with people's thought even if they are willing to be of service to me. Bear in mind that you humans are imperfect, that all of you still shelter much unredeemed spiritual substances which react to my adversary's influences if you don't unite yourselves so intimately with me that a protective shield is erected which my adversary cannot and will be unable to climb, because he knows that I myself stand before this wall. Consider furthermore, that you are often mistaken when you believe that you hear my voice, that you often formulate and quote your own thoughts or are driven by the forces of the beyond to express such thoughts if you are of weak will and allow yourselves to be taken possession of by those who claim to be spiritual guides. You establish the connection with the world of the beyond yourselves because you want information from it. And although you hope that I should be the provider, you are frequently lacking the preconditions which enable my direct communication with you. Who gives you the right and the guarantee to claim that I myself, your God and Father, audibly express myself? Don't you think that the concept, audible communication by the Father, is greatly abused? I certainly speak to all people who desire my communication, yet this communication will be felt by the person within himself. It is the voice of conscience which constantly advises him, which admonishes and warns him to comply with my known will and to refrain from all anti-divine actions. I certainly speak to a person directly too. If he is to accomplish a great task, then he will be able to hear me directly. Yet then I will also expect this person to fulfill all conditions which guarantee him to hear my word audibly. For the fulfillment of these conditions also erect the said wall which my adversary will not climb. In that case he cannot intervene, and then the purest truth from me is guaranteed, which should subsequently be spread, for that is the great task which is linked to the receipt of the truth. I continually want to convey a purest truth to earth, yet people themselves prevent the transmission of the pure truth as long as they are not completely permeated by their desire for it and as long as they don't release themselves from the spiritual knowledge they already possess, but which prevents the influx of pure truth from me. I can never express myself through my spirit where a heart is not entirely empty, so that I myself can thus fill it. However, that is precisely where my adversary's influence will be and express himself in the disguise of an angel of light. And sometimes it will be very difficult for you to test the spiritual knowledge which is given to you. You wonder why my adversary intervenes where I'm speaking. And I say to you, I don't speak where my adversary has the opportunity to slip in and express himself. They are misguided assumptions to presume that it is my working which he can interfere with. Where I am working, the said wall is erected, for wherever I am working the prerequisites are in place which justify the erection of a protective wall, and that is where my adversary will fight in vain. That is where countless spiritual guardians prevent his entry and drive him back with their bright light. And thus he will only ever choose those spheres for his activity which won't deny him entry, where he is entitled to intrude due to the similar disposition of those whose circle he tries to penetrate. Negative thoughts alone suffice to motivate him into misguided thinking which he tries to transfer on those who are willing to accept spiritual infiltrations. And that will always be the case when all the people coming together, in order to receive spiritual statements, are not in the same spiritual state and thus a defense against immature forces is not guaranteed. If I say time and again that I speak to all people who desire my word, you should not conclude from this that you will audibly hear my divine voice, but that I speak to every person's heart and that he need only listen within himself in order to be able to understand me. To hear my word audibly requires such an exceptionally high degree of maturity that this only happens very rarely, and then it will be in connection with an important spiritual mission too. If you therefore hear a person speak and believe that you hear me myself, i.e., that you hear my voice directly, then you will generally be mistaken, although it is possible. But then it will not and cannot happen within a large circle, because not all will have the same degree of maturity which is required for my voice to be audibly heard. And you can believe that every single person also needs to be handled differently if he is to derive a blessing for his soul. Unless two or three come together and I can be in the midst of them, then I will also express myself through them. But they will speak in their own way, but in absolute truth, as I have promised you. Amen.